Hello, how's it going? And welcome to episode 2 of My Webtoon Journey. And if you're new to the podcast, this is essentially a bi-weekly podcast where I introduce a new webtoon each episode, give a little bit of background information, and just my general impressions of the series. This week's episode is on My Deepest Secret. It's a thriller series by Hanza Art, and this has been running since April 2019. It's currently ongoing with chapters uploaded every Tuesday. As of this podcast, it has 1.9 million readers and a 9.72 score. And for the purposes of this episode, I read up to episode 23, which again is about 30% of what's available. That's kind of like my guideline for how much I'm going to cover for an episode. Wow, a lot of readers. That's something I'm not used to because manga is popular, but you don't get those kind of metrics depending on like what online databases you use. Like I use my anime list, but like, God, I haven't seen a manga with that many readers. It's insane. I'm sure they exist, but it's not recorded anywhere, you know? So because Webtoon's kind of like a one-stop shop for a lot of Webtoon or manhwa and stuff, you really get to see some staggering numbers. But yeah, so for the synopsis, we have, having a handsome, kind, and caring boyfriend like Elios means the world to Emma. Even a look at him makes her heart flutter. But little does she know, about a secret lies deep in their relationship. That's a little bit of a, that's a typo there. I think that's pulled from the exact synopsis from Webtoon, so they need to edit that. But little does she know, about a secret lies deep in their relationship. Wow, okay, didn't notice that, didn't catch that when I wrote this note down. What is the said secret? Okay, so, synopsis issues aside, this is actually a great Webtoon. I was blown away, and I'm going to get right into it. So I'm going to try and navigate around major spoilers, but essentially there is a secret that this Emma character, her boyfriend, has. And since this is a thriller, you can probably come up with some ideas, but I'm going to save the reveals for when you actually read this if you decide to do that. I will say that the author did a fantastic job setting things up, making the tone feel happy and cheerful, and then casually alluding to something darker before revealing what that said thing is. And certain manga do this to a certain point, like, I don't know if you guys have heard of School Live or School Live. I think it's School Live because they live in a school. or The Promised Neverland is probably a more popular example. Definitely stories that give you like this false sense of security and then completely shatter that. I think the art plays into this really well because it has like this really like vibrant, colorful anime aesthetic. It really pops. But then there's moments where like the tone shifts and then we get like these more like saturated, like darker colors. Something's more, you know, something more eerie's afoot, right? And nothing against Midnight Poppyland, which I actually covered last episode, but I actually enjoy this type of look more. Maybe it's because I'm a big weeb. I don't know. But as you can tell, this webtoon definitely takes inspiration from anime. It even makes some anime references. So it actually does the funny thing you see a lot in manga, too, is where like a character will take a jab at another character, but then like the speech bubble will stab that other character like in the head or the heart. Because they're, you know, when another character is throwing shade, sometimes mangaka like to add that little effect with the speech bubbles. I think it's pretty funny. But yeah, there's a lot of comedy in this series, just like that. But you know, a lot of like lighter moments to bring levity. But this is definitely a thriller series. There are some serious crimes going on behind the scenes, involving certain characters that I'm not going to mention, but you can probably guess because I've only mentioned two. and similar to say like Death Note, for example, there's a character that's introduced later named Johan Lee, and he catches the attention of these crimes catches attention, basically. And if you know L from Death Note, just think of like a more grounded version of L, because L has like a lot of eccentricities, but he's also like, because he's like this mega genius and he's got like this crazy history, right? And I love Death Note, but L was definitely one of like the more cartoonish aspects of Death Note. But Johan's just like, you know, he's just a college student, he's playing detective, and you know, partly because he studies law. And he's got his own tragic backstory. He's got family in the legal field. I think he has an uncle. So he's very linked to that world. It kind of like is his world, right? And what develops is sort of like a cat and mouse game, which I'm a huge fan of. I freaking love that kind of stuff. Again, Death Note, one of my favorite anime. I got very similar vibes here. And I even noticed some people in the comments saying the same thing in the Webtoon comics. But yeah, I was super engrossed reading this. I was scrolling through episodes so fast that I actually forgot to hit the like button. I don't know if you guys have ever felt that, but I was like, wow, this is great. Oh, I forgot to, you know, have a heart there, but I think it really helps that each episode leaves off on a cliffhanger. And I actually can't remember an episode that doesn't, or at least leaves it off to at a point where like I'm curious what's going to happen. It might not be like a hard cliffhanger, but it's like suspense, I guess. So for all the lovely art and fun characters, there are some really despicable characters, and Emma's put in a lot of really dangerous or uncomfortable situations. Thankfully, she's pretty capable, but there is also her boyfriend, who's kind of a wild card, because you never know what's going to happen when he's on the page. Just something terrible, probably. But they also have a lot of these cute interactions. The boyfriend's always happy to lend a helping hand to Emma. In more ways than one. The thing is, I sometimes don't know whether to feel good when her boyfriend's around or scared. It's one of those situations. And you'll get more context for this if you decide to read the series. It's clear that the webtoon goes some dark places. So if that's something you don't like, you might not like this. But I will say that I was in constant fear for Emma's well-being, especially because she's a college student living alone. There's always this tension in the air, and Emma is like way too kind for her own good. She does a lot of favors for people. She even blames herself for things that are not her fault. She gives a lot of people the benefit of the doubt. So she's always put in these situations where there's a very real possibility of the tables being turned on her. And let's just say every time Emma's alone with someone besides like her best friend, I get anxiety. Like I'm just like, oh my gosh, please, girl, just be next to Nura. Nura. That's like her best friend. She's really fun. If in terms of like manga terminology, she'd probably be like the Genki girl of the group, which is like she's just really energetic, easygoing, speaks her mind. She's very forward. And then we also have Sophie. She's like the shy glasses girl. She likes self-confidence, but she opens up to Emma. And then there's been some other named characters like Johan's uncle. I forgot what his name was, though. He's really cool. There's also this really suspiciously quiet girl in Emma's class. Not sure what's going on with her yet. But the webtoon inherently makes you start suspecting people of things, even though they haven't confirmed themselves to be suspicious. You just might not like the way they look, or maybe they act too nice, you know. But you're just looking out for the main character, Emma, because you know any relationship could take a turn. So I haven't talked a ton about Elios. Or Elios, however you pronounce that, but I'm trying to, again, refrain from spoilers. Outside of the thriller aspect, there's definitely a lot of mystery going on, specifically with Elios and also with Emma's past. So she clearly has some past trauma, and certain characters might be linked to that past trauma, but where I am in the story, I haven't really gotten any confirmation. Overall, just super impressed with this webtoon. I like how it respects your time. It's constantly weaving threads, drip-feeding information. The art is great. I actually noticed some improvement around, I think, the 18-episode mark. And I think the writing is on par. It's really good stuff. Two thumbs up. But yeah, that'll do it for this episode, guys. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. You have a wonderful day, and expect at least two more episodes after this. Because again, this is for the grand release of the podcast, I'm dropping just 5 episodes right off the bat. And yeah, so expect to have at least 4 episodes to listen to if you're not listening to these in order. And yeah, you guys have a wonderful day.